AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Law enforcement is on especially high alert this July 4th weekend. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is in Washington.
Every July 4th brings a warning about potential terror attacks. Former FBI agent Peter Ahern figures the public gets tired of it.
Chicken Little and crying wolf all the time.
But given recent attacks around the world,
just kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up a little bit more.
A reminder that the nation cannot get complacent. Police in the nation's capital are not.
We take every event here in Washington very seriously.
There will be heavy security here and in New York, where the NYPD's John Miller says don't worry, his officers are ready.
Have a great time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
An unmanned supply ship is finally on its way to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, turbopumps up to flight speed. Maximum thrust and liftoff.
Two previous supply missions failed, but this morning a Soyuz rocket blasted off flawlessly from Kazakhstan, carrying food, water, and other supplies to the spacemen. A new poll shows most Greeks want to stay in the Eurozone, but it also shows Sunday's referendum on a financial bailout will be very close. Donald Trump is refusing to apologize for calling Mexican immigrants rapists and drug dealers. Now, Hispanic leaders are warning that Republican hopes of winning the White House will suffer if the party's presidential contenders don't do more to condemn Trump. Here's our Steve Peoples.
Most of the other Republican candidates are afraid to stand up to him right now. You know, Donald Trump has a very loud megaphone. If you get on his bad side, he'll come after you aggressively. He'll hit below the belt.
Trump's comments have dominated Spanish language media. Gas is $2.77 a gallon as we start the holiday weekend. This is AP Radio News. A big name has been eliminated at Wimbledon on day 4. Graham Agars is overseas with this.
For the fourth consecutive year, two-time former champion Rafael Nadal has become an early upset victim at Wimbledon, this time crashing out in the second round of the flamboyant Dustin Brown. The German's unconventional style and on-court hustle took the Spaniard completely out of his comfort zone, and he fell in 4 sets. Nadal has not passed the Wimbledon fourth round since 2011. Apart from that upset, it was plain sailing for the other big names in action, with Roger Federer, Andy Murray, Petra Kvitova, all easy straight set winners. Graham Agars, London.
Team USA plays Japan in the Women's World Cup final on Sunday in Vancouver. Vice President Biden and his wife will be there to cheer them on. And the Grateful Dead calls it a career this weekend with 3 final shows in Chicago. The Fare Thee Well tour ends at Soldier Field. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.